Let's read together John chapter 5, verses 24 through 29. In this section of John 5, the Lord Jesus states in no uncertain terms that every soul that ever lived will participate in one of two resurrections, the resurrection of life or the resurrection of judgment. And the eternal destiny of every soul is determined by what decision is made in this life concerning Christ. John chapter 5, verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. First of all, let's look at some background notes. In the Gospel of Matthew, Christ is presented as the King, the Jewish Messiah. In the Gospel of Mark, Christ is presented as the perfect servant. In the Gospel of Luke, Christ is presented as the Son of Man. And in the Gospel of John, Christ is presented as the Son of God. This then is the great theme of the Gospel of John, the full deity of Christ. As you read through the Gospel of John, this theme is hard to miss. Jesus is more than just a good man. He is fully God. Everything in the Gospel of John points to this great truth. The seven sign miracles of Christ contained in the Gospel of John. The dialogues and conversations of our Lord contained in the Gospel of John. The I am statements contained in the Gospel of John. All of these emphasize and enhance the great truth that Jesus is God. Here in John chapter 5, the Lord Jesus is having a discussion with the Jewish leaders who found fault with him for healing on the Sabbath and for intimating that he was God. In the discussion that followed the miracle, the Lord does more than just intimate he was God. He clearly claims to be God. In verse 21, he said, "For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will." And in verse 22, he said, "For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son." These are claims that only God can make. In the verses before us, the Lord emphasizes his life-giving power as well as his position of the judge of all mankind. These statements further back up his claim to be God. We come now to our doctrinal points or teaching points for these verses. We have two doctrinal points for today, and they are the good news and the bad news. The good news is that there is a resurrection of life. The bad news is that there is a resurrection of condemnation. Doctrinal point number one, then. The good news is that there is a resurrection of life. The good news is that there is a resurrection of life. Verses 28 and 29, once again. "Do not marvel at this. For the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." The resurrection of life is the resurrection of the saved. It is called the resurrection of life because those who participate in this resurrection have eternal life. In 1 Corinthians 15, we learn that the resurrection of life is a bodily resurrection. Christians will live in heaven with resurrected bodies. Philippians 3:21 says that we will have a resurrected body like our Lord's resurrected body. In Revelation chapter 20, the resurrection of life is called the first resurrection. Revelation 20 and verse 6, "Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. over such the second death has no power. The second death is eternal separation from God. Christians die physical deaths, but they will never be separated from the Lord. This is good news. There is a resurrection of life. Well, how does a person make sure that he will participate in the resurrection of life? Look at what Jesus said here in verse 24. This is one of the great gospel verses in the Bible. John 5:24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. If you hear and believe the word of God and the word of the Lord Jesus, you will receive eternal life. Notice the present tenses. It's not that you will have eternal life when you die. No, you have it now if you're a believer. It's a present possession. You've already passed from the realm of spiritual death into the realm of spiritual life. And you will not have to stand before God at the final judgment as to the matter of whether you're going to heaven or hell. That's all been settled. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you have eternal life now, and you will participate in the resurrection of life. That's the good of verse 29. We read in verse 29 that those who have done good will come forth to the resurrection of life. To do good is to believe the Word of God and trust Christ as Savior. In John 6, verse 29, Jesus said to those who wanted to do good works, "This is the work of God." Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Have you done this good work required of God? Will you be part of the resurrection of life? The good news is that there is a resurrection of life. Doctrinal point number two. The bad news is that there is a resurrection of condemnation. The bad news is that there is a resurrection of condemnation. Verses 28 and 29, once again. "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." The resurrection of condemnation or judgment is the resurrection of the damned. The damned are resurrected to stand before the final judgment of the great white throne. Now, the Bible does not tell us what kind of body the resurrected damned will have. But in Revelation chapter 20, beginning at verse 11, we read, "Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Who is the judge at the great white throne judgment? Christ is the judge. In verse 22 of John chapter 5, we read, "The Father has committed all judgment to the Son." And now look here at verses 26 and 27 of John 5. "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." Christ not only has the power to give life to the believer, he also has the authority to execute judgment on the unbeliever. This is because Jesus is God. Verses 26 and 27 of John 5 are another claim by the Lord that he is fully God. The title Son of Man, which our Lord used of himself in verse 27, is taken from Daniel chapter 7, where Daniel saw in a vision the Messiah given total authority over all peoples and nations. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 10, we read that in the future, every knee will bow to the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. The good news is that some will bow the knee in worship because there is a resurrection of life. The bad news is that some will bow the knee in judgment because there is a resurrection to condemnation. Practical application number one. Remember that you were born dead. Remember that you were born dead. That is spiritually dead. Verse 25, once again. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. The time that the Lord is speaking of here is right now, the age of grace, the time of the church, the period of time before the Lord returns. And the dead here are the spiritually dead, and that includes everyone, until they hear the voice of the Son of God and believe in Christ the Savior and come to life. That is, receive eternal life. In other words, you were born spiritually dead. You are not born with spiritual life and then you lose it when you grow up and don't come to faith. No, you are born spiritually dead and you must come to Christ for spiritual life. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 says, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." Do you have spiritual life? No one is born a Christian, regardless of your home, your church. You must become a Christian. Have you taken that step of faith in Christ and become a Christian? Remember, you were born dead. Practical application number two. Remember that you will exist forever. Remember that you will exist forever. We've seen from these verses that the Bible teaches that there is a resurrection of life and there is a resurrection of judgment. Every single soul that ever existed will participate in either the resurrection of life or the resurrection of condemnation or judgment. There is no other option or category. You will exist forever. It's an awesome thought. When the Lord uses the words verily, verily, or truly, truly, meaning most assuredly, I say to you, he means there's something very important here that he's talking about. Think of it. You will exist forever. You will exist forever either in heaven or in hell. The Bible does not teach that unbelievers eventually make it to heaven or somehow cease to exist. Remember that you will exist forever.